I want to just introduce two people at this point, and it's a great privilege to have them here at the Ardesh. Martin McGill is from Aldergrove, and Steve Stockman is from Ballymena, both in County Antrim. Martin is currently parish priest at the Sacred Heart in North Belfast. Steve is a Presbyterian minister with the Fitzroy congregation in South Belfast. His wife Janice is also here with us tonight. Steve and Martin work together in various cross-community and peace-building initiatives, including the Clonard Fitzroy Fellowship. They have been instrumental in developing the annual Four Corners Festival. Both are courageous advocates of reconciliation in our society. We are delighted to have them and other very welcome visitors join us at the Ardesh tonight. Steve and Martin will be sharing their thoughts with us now on shaping the future through reconciliation. Can I invite Martin McGill and Steve Stockman to the stage, please? Go, Margaret.
Gia Dave, this is the most interesting place I have ever preached. Thank you very much for your invitation.
Very good. Very good.
I am a Presbyterian from Ballymena, and it's a long way from there to having a priest as one of your dearest friends, and it's a lot further to the Sinn Féin Ardesh. In preparing for tonight, I reread the Uncomfortable Conversations article we wrote in Infoblacht last June. We mention an American student that I met who, when asked for observations about Northern Ireland, he said to me, "When you use violence, the healing is so much messier and takes so much longer." It's profound, and we all need to come to terms with that. Wounds are deep. Pain is raw. Standing here tonight, I can't help but remember my assistant minister in Fitzroy, whose dad was shot dead when he was 2 years of age. Or my former intern in the Queen's Chaplaincy, who never met his dad, blown up in a bomb. And there are many Presbyterians, even in this city, who feel exiled from the city side. My journey from Ballymena to here has been very painful and wounded road. And as we speak, we are aware that most of us here tonight are dealing with our own wounds and pain. And we pray that all of us might find healing. Yes, reconciliation is an uncomfortable conversation. Thank you for inviting us into it. We believe it's a God-honoring conversation and one that we all desperately need to have. Sinn Féin are taking risks in reconciliation. You've invited us to speak, and there's a risk. Other church colleagues are attending this Ardesh, and loyalist bands are here as well. Can we commend both yourselves and the Londonderry Bands Forum for your engagement with one another? It is wonderfully refreshing. But let us remember that from where we have come, shaping the future through reconciliation will be messy. It will take time and courage. It will take persistence and patience. And we encourage you to stick with it.
And as we stand here tonight, side by side on this stage, we do so, compelled by the words of Jesus. If you find you've something against your brother or sister, leave your offering before the altar. Go and be reconciled. And we want to live out the challenge of these words. We want to play our part in helping people to be reconciled by overcoming the fear distrust, and hatred which still remain from our troubled past. We have come a long way down our wounded road, but there is still a long way to go. Three current issues point this out. How we use the Maze Long Kesh site, the naming of a play park in Newry, and the sale of poppies in a council building. We want to offer our support to all of our politicians as they seek to find agreement and how we reconcile our many differing narratives of the past. As people of Christian faith, we firmly believe that forgiveness, confession, and hope have an important role to play in this vocational work. And this will require sacrifice. We know that reconciliation comes at a price. The price of scathing criticism and even threats. The pain of being judged and dismissed as having ulterior motives. But this is the price that we must pay if we wish to transform our society.
So how can transformation come? I believe that the best word in all of the world is grace. It's the gem in Christianity. Grace means unconditional love. God loves us as we are, and he made the first move towards us. Jesus' life, death, and resurrection was about reconciling God to us, but also us to one another. Only by grace can relationships be restored. Now, grace is not a new word at the Sinn Féin Ardèche. Declan Kearney used the word last year. Without grace, forgiveness, or generosity, there is no future, he said. Preach it, brother. What are you doing on Sunday morning at 11 o'clock? But seriously, grace needs to be more than a favourite word or idea. It needs to be put into action in a generosity of words used and in actions done. Hannah Nelson, the schoolgirl who outspeeched Barack Obama at the Waterfront Hall, told us prophetically, "I don't want to live in the past," she said. "I want to live for the future." Let us all live for Hannah's and all our children's future. My daughter Facebooked me from school today and said, "Bring peace home, Daddy." Let us be uncompromising in our grace-driven willingness to compromise old entrenched positions and find a new way forward for us all.
And if we want to live for a future, and if we want reconciliation to shape that future, then we can't afford to leave this to politicians or to one party alone. Ní Sinn Féin a wine, ach muidhinne a lig le céile. It is not ourselves alone, but all of us together. Or in the words of an African proverb, if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. All of society needs to be involved in this. Not in a piecemeal fashion, but in a coherent and structured way. Government needs to resource this adequately. And we're passionate that the churches have an important role to play in the work of reconciliation. The words of Jesus and the Beatitudes encourage us. Blessed are the peacemakers. So what does peacemaking and reconciliation look like? It certainly means listening, really listening and seeking to understand the other. To want to be reconciled, each of us needs an open mind and an open heart. And from my personal experience of sitting down with some young loyalist bandsmen, listening to them talk about their band practices, the pride they take in the uniforms they wear, their love of regimental music and military marches, these conversations have taken me way outside my comfort zones. I have found worshipping in Protestant churches enriching, but also challenging, because I've had to let go of some of my stereotypes and prejudices that I've held onto for almost 50 years. Getting to know all four corners of the wonderful but wounded city of Belfast has really stretched me. But Jesus does talk about going the extra mile. For us in Northern Ireland, as we get to know one another, build new relationships, rebuild old ones, we might finally reach a place on that road where we humanize instead of demonize one another. In a powerful performance called Greater Love by New Irish Arts, which tells the stories of individuals from all communities from the north who served in the First World War, there is the memorable line, "Hatred is compromised by relationship. Hatred is compromised by relationship."
While I was Presbyterian chaplain at Queen's University, I took hundreds of students to South Africa over a 10-year period to build houses in the townships. I chose South Africa because I believed it was a good place for my students to look from a distance at our wounded past. When we asked South Africans the secret of their reconciliation, there was one recurring word, Ubuntu. It means, without you, I cannot be fully me. Nelson Mandela wasn't happy just getting out of prison, or even getting a vote, or even becoming president. He wanted more. More than a political peace, Nelson Mandela was determined to build a societal peace. He spent the rest of his life creating a rainbow nation that included everyone. When Jesus told us to love God and neighbour, he was also saying that without God and others, we can't be fully us. When Jesus told us to love our neighbour and enemy, these weren't sentimental phrases, but subversive behavioural commands to create justice, peace, and prosperity. Jesus knew that without me, you cannot be fully you. Two closing thoughts from South Africa. When my students met F.W. de Klerk, the last white president of the old South Africa, he told us what he called the first two rules of peacemaking. First, he said, search your motives to the marrow of your soul. And second, he said, check again and make sure you haven't deluded yourself. I find this great advice for any of us seeking to be involved in peacemaking. Lastly, my good friend Dr. Spiwo Kapili, minister of a church in Gugulethu, he told our students that he gets up every morning and he thanks God that he's South African, black and a Christian, because every day, he said, I get the opportunity to forgive my enemies. Whoa, that is grace. So let us continue down this wounded road. Let the uncomfortable conversations continue. And with Mandela's Ubuntu and Christ's grace, we believe that we can make the change. Let's do it together. Banachti.
Gulamagiv Martin, I was Steve.